This is the Cassie Conway's Rad Podcast, and I am Cassie Conway. I'm a six-figure celebrity hairstylist and makeup artist whose life radically changed after my dad's sudden death. I became a renegade to my past life of drugs and alcohol and decided to travel the world by myself. Join me as I share my journey of self-discovery, healing, and joy, as well as the people I met along the way. Good morning. So if you know me, I'm a super big morning person. This is like really where my creative juices really start flowing. But also something that I've always done in the morning is I meditate. Most mornings I'm able to meditate, but I work out, I get up moving. I enjoy a huge liter of water with electrolytes in it. And I read and journal. So I always read Awakening. It's a 40-day guide to unleashing your spiritual powers, life's purpose, and manifesting your dreams. And it's by Dr. Erin Fall Haskell. And she's amazing. So I've been actually reading this book over and over again. It's 40 days, but I literally read it over and over and over every day. So I just read one segment. And I've posted about this numerous times on Instagram and TikTok, but I figure a lot of people don't actually, you know, read what I post. And I'm sometimes just like an auditory person too. So like, I know we're all busy, and how I've carved this out of my life is very unique. I've gotten so much out of it, but I know it's really hard to get into a habit of being able to do this. So I thought I would just read one of the passages that I read today to you. So this is day 18, and it's on victimhood. And I definitely think that when we are grieving, whether it be an actual death, maybe a death of a relationship, a person, a job, it's super, super easy to get a victim mentality. So that's why I thought that this would be a good one to read today. And I just had like a pull that this is what I should be sharing. So I am so lucky and blessed for all the wonderful things that I do have. Life is too short to think about all the things you don't have. Joyce Lee Dugard. On June 10th, 1991, Joyce Lee Dugard was kidnapped from her bus stop on her way to school. That day, media trucks, police with dogs, and investigators interviewing neighbors monopolized the block. Everything was on lockdown. They shut down the streets surrounding the community, and the entire town was glued to the television, hoping for the report that she had been found. A day went by with no sign of Joyce, and after a week, everyone tied pink ribbons all over the trees throughout the community. These ribbons continued to hang week after week as a blinding reminder of devastation and pain. When a child disappears, the worst is automatically feared. Authorities say that if a child is not found within 72 hours, then the chances of finding the child are slim. I remember the event like it was yesterday because I was staying at my mom's house that summer and her home was less than 2 blocks away. Every day I drove by Joyce's home as it came and left from the main street. The pink ribbons stayed hanging on those trees that entire summer and were still there every year that I came back to visit my mother. My heart would drop thinking about her family, never having closure, never knowing what happened to their only daughter. 18 years later, a miracle happened. News channels across the world broadcast live on television with a resounding shock and joy that Joyce Lee Dugard had been found. I was personally overcome with joy and relief, with tears welling up in my eyes and a heartfelt lump in my throat. I sat down and clutched my knees. Oh my God, how is it possible? 18 years later, this is a true and much needed miracle. She had hidden for 18 years in the backyard of a kidnapper, held captive, raped, and tortured. She bore two of his children without any medical help or hospitalization. Her story is incredible, but the true miracle lies in her ability to rise above and persevere. Instead of focusing on her victimization, she prevails in reclaiming her life. Her survival instinct is inspirational and profound. Since being found, she has written a book, married, and continues to be the voice of the miracle of a human spirit and the inspiration to all of us. The mind has the ultimate power to create, innovate, and thrive no matter the circumstance. You always have the election to focus on what is wrong or what is right. You always have the choice to hold on to resentments or forgive, moving onwards and upwards. This does not mean you do not hold people accountable or should stay in a dysfunctional situations. But through this process, you release the angst and suffering within. You realize that the only thing that can keep you suffering after an event has occurred is your own mind. You always have the choice of what you energize, recreating yourself as a victim or focusing on creating a life you love. When you stay in victimhood, you are mentally assigning something outside of yourself as being more powerful than your consciousness and yourself. The degree to which you place power outside of yourself is the degree to which you become powerless. The degree to which you place power outside of yourself is the degree to which you become powerless. Reclaiming your power and your life is the path to empowerment. It is your birthright to have emancipation from suffering. Again, it is your birthright to have emancipation from suffering. Viktor E. Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning is a book of memoirs of his experience as a psychiatrist laboring through four Nazi death camps. He notes how the only survivors from these devastating death camps are people who found a reason to live and meaning for life despite their circumstances. He states that man cannot avoid suffering. However, he can choose to cope with it, find individual meaning, and learn to move forward. It is a remarkable book displaying resolute conviction, discussing how the primary human drive is not for pleasure, but the pursuit of what we find meaningful. Frankl rightly observes that fulfillment is defined as the significance in the very act of living. Spiritual work offers a miracle shift of perspective, delivering us to gratitude for the pain and suffering we have gone through. It becomes the driving force helping us to connect and commit to making a difference. Suffering often becomes the impetus for desiring to live, breathe, and love. How you choose to overcome it determines who you are as an individual and the effect you have on the world. Suffering often becomes the impetus for desiring to live, breathe, and love. How you choose to overcome it determines how you are as an individual and the effect you have on the world. Forgive and set yourself free. The law of transmutation. So these are universal laws that through quantum physics and physics have been proven as working within our lives. So when you hear a lot about manifesting and the energy you put out is the energy you receive, there's all these different laws. So the law of transmutation is the metamorphosis of the ethereal realm into physical reality. Energy is condensed and formed via the mind. So what is held in consciousness must transform into material form. So whatever you focus on, you're creating in your life. This is the perpetual process because energy is infinite in its expansion. What the mind focuses on informs the creative medium of the universe into action. Energy is incapable of being destroyed. Therefore, it will take form. Thus, it is imperative to focus on what you want to manifest. Therefore, so if you want to keep living in the suffering that you are in right now, you can keep re-energizing it. You can keep trying to look for answers as to the why. And sometimes you'll never have that closure. But you can keep re-energizing it, keep feeling those devastating feelings over and over and over and over and over again, and never be able to move on, because that's where you're directing all your energy. And then you're really making yourself powerless because you're giving all the power away to that situation that you just keep reliving. Maybe it's an argument you had with your boyfriend and you broke up and you're just reliving that over and over and over again. And you just get in this like loop, and then it becomes habit. And then you can't break this. It gets harder. You can break the cycle, but it'll get harder and harder and harder and harder. It's the same thing with, I mean, and this is harder, but when you lose someone and you keep asking why, you're never going to get an answer for the why. So you can keep living in misery, or you can go, I don't have the answer for that. I won't receive it, but I'm making a choice that I don't want to relive this anymore. And I want to live from a abundant, happy place in my life. It doesn't mean that you forget who the person is. And it doesn't mean that you let people have bad behavior towards you. But you're never going to get that closure that you're looking for. So why would you keep wanting to relive that yucky feeling over and over and over again? I don't want to do that. I mean, I have done it. Same thing with if you lose a job or a house, or say a tornado comes, because I'm in Nashville, and your house blows away. You aren't those things. You are much bigger than that. So you can create whatever you want in your life. So I would want personally to create abundance. Why create these limiting beliefs? So for today, I'm going to say your practice is to forgive and set yourself free. And knowing that your mental focus must transmute into form, it is important to let go of all victim mentality, sadness, and regret. Otherwise, you will inform the universe of your negativity, which just means you're going to re-energize it, and that's where you live in. Forgiveness is a must when it comes to unlocking the goddess and guru within. So here are some journal prompts if you want to think about them. You can either write them down, or so this is the time to get a pen and paper. Or you can use your notes in your phone if you're out walking like I do. Or you can just kind of like ruminate and marinate on them and kind of meditate on it. First question. What events and experiences do you still suffer from? Who do you need to forgive? Do you need to forgive yourself? What do you think it would take for you to make peace with your past? Are you ready to focus on what you want to create in your life and let go of regret, sadness, and past events? I highly suggest using meditation as a tool to begin to help you let go, release, and forgive. I tend to meditate, and I mean, honestly, as I was asking those questions, I'm guaranteed there were things that like popped up in your head and you're like, oh. And there are always things that you're like, I don't want to look at that right now. I want to just put it aside. But it's those same things that are always going to keep playing in your mind if you don't look at them and like really deal with it. They're also holding you back to some degree. So no matter how successful you are right now, what if it is holding you back from being more successful than you are? You know? And I think it's really worth taking 15 minutes to meditate and hold that space for yourself. Sometimes I set a timer on my phone, especially if I have, you know, a monkey brain where it just is like hopping all over the place. I set a timer for 10 minutes, put my phone away so I'm not allowed to look at it, or an hour, and I just sit and I like focus on these things and just write them out. Because sometimes if you don't set the intention to actually do it, you won't ever do it. But I just know that there's so much abundance and there's just so much greatness on the other side of this that sometimes we get so comfortable in the shit show that we're in. And we look at this stuff like what I'm saying is like woo-woo or that's crazy or whatever. But the shit is real because I've lived it. So I can actually really speak about it, that there is so much freedom in it. I don't want to hold resentments against, you know, I don't need an answer as to why my dad died. All I know is that I've been incredibly blessed by something that I would never consider a blessing. And my life was radically changed by that impact. I don't need to know the reason why the family that I was given was the family I was given. I don't need to know, you know, why my mom couldn't be a mom and show up for me. Because it's not my space to like even wonder about. I do know that I was drastically empowered by it, and I will say thank you, and I can say that I thank and love my mom for doing the best that she could and loving me the best that she could. That doesn't mean it was the best that I could love, but it was the best that she could show up for me. So I definitely know that there's so much freedom. outside of this, and we've all met the people that haven't freed themselves and are so resentful and so much pain. And most of the time, you don't really want to hang out with those people. You want to get away from them. You're like, oh God. You avoid their phone calls because you know they're just going to complain to you. And you're like, really? You create your own reality, dude. So I know that you are so empowered. I know that you are so strong. And I know that this is such a powerful thing. It isn't fun to go through the process, but I 100% will tell you that even if you put it off, do the timer situation, even if you're putting off going through the process, just do it. And guaranteed, it won't take you an hour. 100% it won't take you an hour. But you'll feel so much better on the other side of it. And it actually isn't as hard as you think it is. So I hope you guys have an amazing day, because you are amazing. I know that you are meant for greatness. And as you go throughout your day, know that you are a divine human being with so much purpose and so much value. And when you look out into the world and you encounter people today, you look at them with as much and see how divine they are. Because we're all just a reflection to each other of how amazing everything is. So I love you guys and have a great day. Bye. So here's a word from our sponsor. Hey guys, so when I first started doing this, I had a billion recordings and I literally had no idea how to distribute them anywhere. And that's when I downloaded the free Anchor app. And I am so grateful I did, because it was a total game changer. Anchor is a one-stop shop allowing me to record, edit, and distribute all my content at once. The best thing is that it's super easy to navigate, and I can take it with me anywhere I travel in the world. So if you have something to say, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to start sharing your message with the world. So much for listening. I'm so excited to be a part of this journey with you. And please follow me on Instagram for daily motivation at Cassie Conway is rad, and help a sister out by leaving me a review and screenshotting this episode and tagging me. I love you guys, and remember, you can be a renegade in your own life, creating the love, joy, health, and abundance that you are seeking.